Well, it's been a rather lackluster start to the new trading week for the Aussie share market. The ASX 200 around midday, pretty much in a flat position. We were trading in a pretty narrow range for the first few hours as well, only around 25 points or so for the first couple of hours, most of it which was spent actually in negative territory. So in the last little bit, it has been a decent performance to lift from the lows of the session. Now, of course, we had US markets closed on Friday due to the Independence Day holiday, or the 4th of July public holiday. So our markets here took their lead from European markets, which were mostly in negative territory, much of which, of course, due to the fact that the new spikes in infection rates around the world could have a potential impact on the economic recovery that we continue to witness, and that V-shaped recovery, which has been talked about in circles, certainly looking less and less likely at this particular stage. So there are some concerns there. We've also seen here the New South Wales Victorian border will be closing from midnight Tuesday, due to the fact that we continue to see spikes in Victorian new cases. In the last 24 hours, there were about 127 cases in Victoria, which is the largest one-day spike in the last couple of months. So that certainly is some cause for concern, and that's what has basically dictated the moves by those two premiers of New South Wales and Victoria. So if we have a look at the rest of the market moves at the moment, there's only a few sectors actually in negative territory. So materials are certainly a major weight. We had iron ore a little bit weaker over the weekend. So BHP, Rio down around 1%, Fortescue Metals down about 2/3 of 1%. Transurban, the toll road operator, certainly a big weight amongst the industrial stocks, and healthcare also down with CSL about 1% lower at the moment, although Mesoblast is one of the best on the ASX 200, up around 7%. Most other sectors are either flat or pushing higher. The tech sector, the best in terms of percentage gains. WiseTech, one of the better performers there, up around 4.5%. The financials are certainly contributing as well to the broader upside moves. The big four banks up as much as 0.5%. Macquarie Group certainly outperforming the big four, up more than 1.5%. In a bit of company news, it's been a relatively quiet start to the week there as well. Event Hospitality, which owns Event Cinemas and a number of hotels around the country, has come out and said that it's going to be suspending upcoming dividend payments due to the uncertainty of COVID-19. It has, of course, just recently reopened its cinemas. It is looking to keep tight control of its cost just due to the fact that there are a lot of uncertainties coming through. So Event down around 2%. Afterpay and Qantas having mixed fortunes, although they both came out announcing that they're teaming up. So Afterpay users will now be eligible to earn Qantas frequent flyer points when making purchases on the Afterpay platform. Afterpay up around the 1% mark. Qantas down about 0.8 of 1%. Of course, the closed border coming up in the next 24 hours or so, certainly not helping their cause. Crown Resorts also down about 2% on the back of that. And the Aussie dollar firming today. It's currently up to around 69.6 US cents.